Hello, everybody. We welcome you to our podcast today.
My name is Jana.
And mine is Jan.
We want to tell you something about foods and especially about the favorite one of the Germans.
But first of all, some facts about us. I'm studying mechanical engineering in the master semester and Jana is working for the University of Paderborn for 5 years in the fields of nutritional science. Of course, by my field of study, I want to tell you something about the technical background of the lifetime of the German favorite fruit. Maybe you have any idea which it could be. Yes? No? Maybe you have guessed correctly that the apple is the right answer. But did you know that the apple has its source in Asia too? To introduce this topic correctly, it makes sense to know that there are different kinds of fruits, for example the soft fruit, stone fruit and the pip fruit. To instance a few soft fruits, there are the raspberries, blackberries and the strawberries, where the strawberries are from a botanical viewpoint a stone fruit. Other stone fruits are the cherries, apricots and plums. The last ones are the pears, quinces and of course the apples from the pip fruit family. But how does the apple grow up and get onto our plates in shape of puree or in liquid form in the bottles? To get a high efficiency factor of earning many apples, it is necessary to plant the trees in a few lines and a certain space between them. When the trees are fully grown and support many apples, you can ascertain their maturity level by measuring the sugar level and the resistance. If they are okay, the apples are getting down by a drivable machine. It has a long arm with a clamshell at the end. In an appropriate position next to the tree, the arm gets connected to the tree trunk. The next step is that the machine introduces a frequency to the tree trunk and due to the vibration great numbers of the apples fall down in the grass. Furthermore, it's important to consider that the apples are gathered up carefully. Damaged apples have a lower durability and have so on be thrown. To pick the fallen apples up cautious, another big drivable machine is required. One of the producers come from Erbstetten in the south of Germany. His machines are even able to go cross-country. The biggest machine has a work width up to 600 cm and is powered by a 90 horsepower diesel engine. This power is needed to move the 4,500 kg heavy machine, which can keep a maximum weight of 40 tons of apples. One advantage is that the apples can be picked up without any damage, and another one is a separating feature. With that, it is able to sort, for example, leaves or branches out and then to clean up the apples to store them for a high preservability. The next step for getting an apple juice is the fruit press. There the apples are washed again and shelved in a fruit mill. After that, the apples get through a tape press and the raw grains are sorted out to secure a liquid apple juice. Out of 100 kilograms fruit, you can receive a range between 60 and 70 liters of juice. Before the juice is filled up into paper packing, it has been heated up gently. But to get apple puree, the apple juice is exposed to a vaporization process until it becomes a thickened puree. By taking enough sweet apple, it isn't necessary to add sugar to the puree. Yes, of course. Often is it needful to use sugar to produce a high durability date, but is it healthy? That's the heading for Jana and she will tell you some nice to know interactions about what the apple does to our body and what it contains at the end.
Thank you, Jan. I'm taking it from here and I will tell you something about the different kinds and forms of apples you get at the market. Mostly I give you some insight in what's in the apple and how it gets there and how you should or can enjoy the apple its best. The German Nutrition Society provides us 10 guidelines for a wholesome diet. They should keep you in good health, promote your vitality and well-being, and also support sustainable dietary habits. They say that we should eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables per day. This campaign is called Take 5 a Day. Maybe you heard that. Best would be if 3 servings of them were vegetables and 2 fruit. To make it short, that would, for example, be 1 banana and 2 handful of strawberries, or 1 orange and 1 apple. In fact, the average German eats about 17 kilograms of apples each year, and they drink about 11 liters apple juice. It's a popular saying that one apple a day keeps the doctor away, and that's not without reason. Of course, you need more than one apple a day to survive, but nonetheless, apples are a nutritionally great fruit. They have few calories and rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, and secondary plant products. So Jan told us something about the harvest of apples and also about the juicing process, and I'll start my input about the whole fruit, the apple itself. The rumor is that you should eat your apple with skin because most of the nutrients are below. Well, I can tell you that's exactly right. Most of the vitamins and secondary plant products, about 70% even, are located in or directly under the skin. So eat your fruit with skin, and you take up, for example, 15 times more quercetin as if you'd peeled it before. This quercetin, for example, is a polyphenol and works as an antioxidant. It's able to, if consumed regularly, like everything else, to reduce the risk of getting different types of cancer, for example. Also vitamin C, magnesium, ferric, other secondary plant substances, and fiber are located in the skin. And this fiber is mostly pectin, which can help to reduce your serum cholesterol, if you're interested in that. In production, we'll say during the maturation process of the apple, it's important that the trees get enough sun. Only this way the apple can grow and develop its optimal amount of vitamins. And for your health, also should be told that you better wash your fruit before you eat it, because apples, like many other fruits, are vulnerable for parasites and fungal diseases and therefore often sprayed with different pesticides. But you don't have to worry, it's really easy to wash off even with cold water. Moreover, don't store your apple in direct sunlight, in very warm places, or over a very long period at home. The warmer and the brighter and the longer the storage, the fewer vitamins are in the fruit. And you can also put it in the fridge for that. This will slow down the degradative processes, and it keeps your apple the healthy and crispy fruit you bought at the market. If you fancy your daily serving of fruit juice, there are some aspects you might consider. Juice is not the same as juice. There are many different types of fruit drinks, all with another fruit or juice content. It starts with a crush. In German it's called Fruchtsaftgetränk, which has about 6% of fruit. That's not much. And even worse is that the rest of this beverage is mostly water and sugar, yeah, or artificial sweetness. In addition, there's the nectar, which still contains 50% of fruit juice, but the beverage of your choice should always be the fruit juice from 100% fruit. This also has to be declared somewhere on the package. But also, even there are differences you might consider. Choose the fruit juice which is gained directly from squeezing the fruit and not that from concentrates. The directly squeezed has significantly more vitamins and secondary plant products. And the best option is the directly or even fresh squeezed unfiltered apple juice. And that involves also the taste. They taste way more better, in my opinion. And every once in a while, you can also satisfy your daily need of fruits with a fruit smoothie, which may be handy if you have a busy day or no time to prepare a fruit salad or to buy fresh fruit. Sometimes smoothies contain different types of fruit, often also apples, and therefore they can contribute to your daily supply of vitamins and minerals. However, thinking of the coast and also the environment and the various nutritional benefits of unprocessed fruit, this smoothie drinking should be the exception. You should preferably enjoy your vitamin bombs like the apples, fresh and raw as they are, and you can say as they fall from the tree.
All right,
It's a pity, but this is the end of our podcast. We certainly hope you enjoyed it. And maybe the next time you enjoy a crunchy apple.
Of course, with skin.
Or a good unfiltered apple spritzer, you'd think of us in the hopefully sunny summer.
Bye. Bye.